This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Cotton Club. It's Sunday, and it is the 22nd of October. Feels like the 22nd of September or even August. Boy, we have been so fortunate. And hopefully you're in the same type of weather conditions that we are receiving here in New England and the whole Northeast. We've been a lot warmer than normal. I guess it's helping to make up for the crazy start that we had during April and May, where it was cooler than normal and a lot wetter than normal. We're dry, and most of the state of Maine, where I live, is in a situation where there's no outside burning or fires at all. We are so dry. We're hoping that Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, they're predicting some good rain coming in that will hit and take the pressure off so that people can get back out in the yard and enjoy a fire pit or burning some of the leaves to get that fantastic fragrance of the foliage. But we're not complaining. We'll take the heat. Yesterday we were in the low 70s. Today they're talking about the same thing. And the furnace is off. The oil is still in the tank, and that's a real good thing. So get outside and let's get some yard work done. Those of you that have been listening to me for the last month to still plant your grass seed are having fantastic results. I've been noticing some of the new homes built in the area where I live here in Maine, and they planted grass a couple weeks ago. It's up. It's growing. It's just incredible. So let's take advantage of it and put your garden to bed. You know, it's time, and it's time for you to get into your perennial bed and any of the perennials that are pretty well done blooming. Cut them right down to the ground if those are the types. You know, things like iris, for example, you would leave alone. But you could cut those, that foliage, in half. Cut it in the shape of a teepee. And that will reduce the surface area so that if we do get a winter without a lot of snow cover, any of your perennials that are above ground have foliage on them, they'll be less likely to have some winter burn where the wind is blowing across your yard and steals the moisture from the foliage. But 95% or more of your perennials will die right down to the ground. Cut them and then rake your perennial bed. And it's really a good thing to do, because let's say, for example, you have tall phlox. Tall phlox has a tendency, when we get into the heat of summer, July, August, even into September, when the humidity levels are a little higher, or when we're getting plenty of rain, or you're irrigating on a regular basis, we tend to get a fungus disease called powdery mildew. And that will turn the foliage white. It's like dust on the foliage. And it will start on the lower branches, and it will work its way right up to the top of the plant, and even ruining the beautiful flowers that your tall phlox will make. So if you don't remove that foliage from the garden, as the plant dries, it will crumble. And what will happen is the spores that are on the leaf will be there for next year. So that when the new growth comes out of the ground, the plant wakes up, it gets active, it starts to make new foliage and prepares for the blooming season, we have all these spores on the ground. And when the weather conditions, when the temperatures get right, those spores will wake up. And they'll become airborne, just like a hot air balloon. And they'll float in the air, reattach to the new growth, and now you're going to have a problem with powdery mildew again. Now, powdery mildew is found on cucumbers. It's found on all of your squash. So zucchini, summer squash, butternut, acorn, spaghetti, all of the various squashes, pumpkins, if you're growing pumpkins, and you notice a white film, that's powdery mildew. If you have lilacs, they get powdery mildew also. So if you want to help them to bloom better, rake, clean, and either put it in your compost pile or bag it up and send it out with the trash. But get it away from those particular plants. And the main reason that you don't want a powdery mildew to become active on your plant, it grows on the green foliage, and it blocks the sunlight. So the leaves on your plant, their job is to absorb the energy from the sun, change it into sugars and energy to make the plant grow better. Well, if the foliage is covered with powdery mildew, it's blocking the sunlight. The leaves cannot do their job properly, and you have growth that will be delayed or blocked. The energy isn't made. So it's like if you have a factory, and that's what the leaf is a factory that makes the food for the plant to grow. So if you close down part of the factory, it's not working as efficiently. So clean the gardens, rake them up, and it's going to make a big difference in the quality of your garden for next year. And if you need some help, the number here is 855-660-4261. George, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Are you ready to do a little gardening?
Sure am.
Okay, who do we have up first?
We got Judy. She's having some issues with her maple tree.
Okay. Judy, good morning. How can we help you with your maple tree?
Good morning. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
It's a pleasure to speak with you.
My pleasure.
My concern is, I think it's a Norway maple. It's the kind of maple that sprouts clusters of winged seeds in the early summer.
Right.
And over the summer, it has contracted some type of a blight, big, huge black spots, some
right.
as large as a nickel
right.
on its leaves. And I'm concerned that the tree maybe is going to be dying.
Oh, no. It is a fungus. And when you have mature maples that are 50, 60, 75 feet tall, it is basically impossible for you to treat it with a good fungicide to eliminate that problem. And we don't have, as of right now, a systemic fungicide that you could add to the ground. The roots would take it up, and it would treat the leaves. We just don't have it yet. They are working on it. But we had a wet spring. We had cool temperature. And I bet you I've had a dozen phone calls and probably 50 emails with this problem. And the thing that you have to do, Judy, is either you or have somebody in your family clean all of that fallen foliage from the tree. Because on where that little black dot is, and some leaves can have 20 of those black dots, on the underside of the leaf, that disease has made spores, just like I was talking about, on powdery mildew. And if you allow that leaf to stay on your lawn and turn dry and brittle, it's going to crumble. It'll fall to the soil. And next spring, if it's wet, like we had this spring, it will reinfect that tree. And if it happens every year, then yes, it will hurt the tree, but it won't kill it. So the main thing for you to do is to make sure you get every one of those leaves out of there. Take it to the dump or a bag it, send it out with the trash, but get it out of there. And if we have a normal spring, then you shouldn't have any problems at all this year.
Now, it's a huge amount of leaves, and will you have an extra lot next to our regular lawn? And mm-hmm. we usually put the leaves over there. Now, will that affect other trees in my yard if the leaves stay, you know, in that other lot?
No. If that particular disease only hits the maple.
Okay.
But the main thing you want to do is get it as far away and make sure that those leaves don't blow back into
okay.
your yard.
Right.
If you do that, you'll be fine. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Ben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If you need some help, give us a call. The number here is toll free. It is 855-660-4261. And if you're just getting up, coming up from 7 o'clock until 9, we're going to have a very, very special guest joining us today. And I think it's something that you probably need to understand. Her name is Carrie Gillum. And she just wrote a book. It's called Whitewash. It's the story of Roundup, the potential cause of cancer and other diseases, and how Monsanto is working to corrupt the science of insecticides and pesticides. And you'll be able to ask her some questions also. She just come back from Europe. She has spoken to the British Parliament. She has been to Ireland, Scotland, and Wales and talked to their parliament. She's been to Germany and Poland. And next week she's leaving to go to Holland to talk about her research. She's been an investigative reporter for the Reuter company for over 25 years and has been looking into Monsanto. And now she's working for a group. It's a company called Right to Know. And it's a non-profit, and you'll be amazed at what she's going to tell you. So if you have friends and family that use Roundup on their property, and maybe they're not listening this morning, give them a call. Again, it's going to be from 7 until 9. And if they're not able to get us on their local station, they can go to GCN.com and they can listen live on the program there. But I think it's going to be a very, very interesting segment
that will educate all of you about what Monsanto is doing and how it's affecting our food that we're eating and what they're predicting that will happen to the kids of the future because of Roundup. So stay tuned. And if you, again, if you have friends and neighbors that use it, let them know so that they can get a different side of what's happening with the use of Roundup in the environment today. George, who's up next?
Sue has got a question about her tulip tree.
Okay. Sue, good morning. How can we help you with the tulip tree? What's happening to it?
Well, nothing yet, Paul. It's actually a question. I haven't planted it yet. I just got the idea. You know they're huge. They'll get to be 70 to 90 feet tall and about 30 to 50 wide. And I have a wetland, and I'm going to have to get permission to plant this, and I'm kind of wondering what it would do to the ecosystem. And I wanted to know, I'm in a zone 5, but it's, you know, sometimes I like to get, like, zone 3 plants. Now, I was reading up on it, and one, you know, some people say, oh, yeah, it's a zone 4. Some say it's a zone 5. And it also wants well-drained soil, even though it likes a wet foot. So I'm curious to know if you think it would be a tree that would be okay in sort of a bog, not boggy, but a wetland. You know, it's got the ferns that grow, the plants that indicate that it's a wetland.
Okay, but it's not going to be in standing water, right?
No.
Okay, now, why do you have to get permission to plant this tree?
Because I live in a condominium, and it's an association. So whenever you do anything to the property, you can do something to the property, but you have to make a request, and you have to be informed about, you know, is this going to be successful? What's it going to do to the environment, the entire thing? So,
yeah.
I want your opinion.
Okay. Well, as far as what it's going to do to the environment, it's going to clean the air where you plant it. It's right. Not going to hurt the environment. And it's a tree that will give you a beautiful canopy of foliage, will give you some great fall color. It's a tree that does blossom. It blossoms on the tips of the branches. And the blossoms are not going to be that visible from the ground because the tulip-type blossoms are up in the air. They're white on the inside and green on the outer side. But it's a safe tree. You lose your beautiful, expensive trees and shrubs last year due to the cold, snowy winter season. Bonide will stop is the answer. It's all natural. And this product will protect your trees and shrubs over a harsh winter. Its coating will prevent drying out, getting winter burn and transplant shock. Wind burn and salt damage, healing the moisture in and dry cold damage wins out. Wilt stop. Mice moving into your home in the fall, would you like to prevent them from coming into your home, your garage, your tool shed, your camper or trailer? Well, there's a great solution. It's called Mouse Magic. Safe to use around kids and pets. Bonide has the answer. Mouse Magic. It's all natural mouse repellent. Mouse Magic has a pleasant aroma. The smell is like spearmint and peppermint and can be found at your local nursery and garden center.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's somewhere else. Oh, yes. No, you're right.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Yeah. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in southern
California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If we can help you, we have a toll-free number, so write this down, 855-660-4261. Just call, talk with George, he'll get you set up, and we'll try and help to answer your question. Now, we were talking with Sue about planting a tulip tree. And a tulip tree is a wonderful tree. You don't see too many in New England. When you get down into Pennsylvania, in New York, and further south, they're a major tree because they get big. As she said, 50 to 75 feet tall, fully mature. If you were to try and give the tree a hug, you couldn't reach around it. So it gets to be a massive tree. And it has a blossom that looks like a tulip on the tips of the branches. And unfortunately, the outer coloration of the tulip-type flower is green, and the center is white. So it's very visible when it's windy out, or if you live in a two-story home, then you can see it on the lower branches. But as far as being a problem to the environment, this is not a tree that will do that. It's a very healthy tree. It's a strong tree. It will make oxygen by cleaning up all of the carbon monoxide. It will hold the soil together because of the root system. And it's really is a good tree. And unfortunately today, no matter where you live, you get these committees of people who mean well, but they don't really understand what they're doing. Because they're not educated in that. I mean, they'll do a good job to try and, you know, have the grass taken care of properly and to plant flowers. But to get permission to plant a tree that is a tree that grows wild in nature is, I think, going a little bit too far. And it's happening in a lot of areas. I was talking to a caller from Massachusetts earlier in the week, and some of the towns or the entire state, it is now illegal to have a backpack leaf blower. And some of the people in these towns have decided that it makes too much noise, and they've made it illegal to use. You can use a handheld leaf blower, but a backpack type that the landscapers would use when they come into your yard to clean up the leaves and, you know, get them off your property and compost it and so forth. They decided that it makes too much noise. And those are the type of people that maybe they should be reported for their television or their radio being too loud. I mean, what are they going to do, ban chainsaws next? So if you have a storm and the trees come down, you can't use the chainsaw because the noise is too loud. They're going to ban motorcycles. It's crazy. Some of these people just have a lot to say, and they don't have the research to go behind them. Okay, George, who's up next?
That'd be Bob. He's got a question about spring bulbs.
Okay. Bob, good morning. How can we help you with your spring flowering bulbs?
Yes, good morning, Paul. Listen, is it too late to fertilize my spring bulbs?
Oh, no. No. You can... Bulbs, if you want them to live and be productive for many, many years, the secret is to feed them spring and fall. And for a lot of us, we plant the bulbs, we enjoy them, and when we plant them, we do feed them. And some of the gardeners will feed them when they're poking through the ground in the spring. But it's important to do it again in the fall. And here's a way that I can feed my spring flowering bulbs, and it's worked fabulous for years. You take a plastic golf tee, and you can buy them in any sporting goods store, but they got to be plastic. They can't be wood. A wooden golf tee that's painted, when you leave it in the yard, the wood will absorb the moisture, and that will make the paint peel off the wooden tee so that you don't see it. But if you take a solid blue or yellow or red or white golf tee, and it's solid plastic, it will stay visible for years and years and years. So, you take a golf tee, you put it in the center of the grouping of your tulips or daffodils, and you let it stick out of the ground about a half an inch. And that way, at this time of the year, you go into your garden, you see these little bits of color, and that's where your bulbs are planted. You take a handful or half a handful, sprinkle it on the ground, scratch it in, and then with rain, and you probably irrigating it, the moisture will filter down to the bulbs. It will give them a second feeding, and it will help them to be more beautiful the following spring. So give that a try. Bob, any other questions?
Yeah. You live in Kennebunk.
Right.
And I live in South Portland.
Right.
You know, I can't get you on the radio up here in Maine. Any idea what frequency?
I'll tell you what, Bob. If you send me an email, it is pparent, P-A-R-E-N-T, at roadrunner.com. We had five stations in from the Portland area and south and north. They did classical music, and they weren't having good results. They had been a top station in Maine for many, many years, WBOC. And they ended up selling all five stations. And those five stations are a lot of different agendas right now. And but we are looking to find some replacement stations. But send me an email. Now, Bob, while I have you, I just wanted to give you some information. The city of South Portland and the city of Portland have passed legislation effective January 1st that you, as a homeowner, can no longer use any man-made products on your lawn, in your garden. You cannot use a crabgrass preventer. You cannot use a dandelion killer. You cannot use a grub killer on your lawn. You cannot use a man-made fungicide to control powdery mildew or diseases on your lawn. You cannot use any weed killers, insecticides, miticides, or fungicides in the vegetable garden, the flower garden, your perennial garden, on your roses. If you have a deck or a patio and you have some weeds coming in, everything effective January 1st in Portland and South Portland, it has to be organic. And I try and give everybody either the organic or the man-made version. But in South Portland and Portland, this is what they're going to do. If a neighbor decides that your house looks too good or they see you putting down fertilizer, they can call the town hall. The town hall will send somebody to your house, and you could be fined $500. And they're going to take that fine and list it on your property value so that when you go to sell your house in Portland or South Portland, it's going to be on the record, and it's going to say that Bob from Main Street in South Portland was caught using illegal insecticides on his property. So the person that wants to buy your house is going to see this, and they're going to think that you put DDT or Agent Orange on your lawn. And I just want you to be aware of it, because the mayor of South Portland and Portland, and I talked to the mayor of Portland, they don't care. All of the parks, all of the ball field, football field, baseball field, soccer fields, the golf courses have to use organic. And there is no organic insecticide that will take care of Japanese beetle grubs in your lawn. They didn't do the research, and they're going to be in for a surprise. And so are you, because you didn't know about it. And if somebody drove by your house and you've got a spreader, they're going to come in and say, what's in your spreader? And if it's a weed and feed, you're going to get fined. So let your friends and neighbors know. Tell them to call the city hall and raise hell with it, because they snuck this by you. And every resident in Portland and South Portland, Maine, are in for a real surprise starting in January. It's almost like a witch hunt, and neighbors can call neighbors, and you're in for a battle, believe me. So I just wanted you to be aware of it. And the same group that passed this in South Portland, they're headed to Cape Elizabeth, Falmouth, and Cumberland next. And one of the things that they're adding to the bill, nothing can be used within 200 yards of water. So 200 yards from the ocean, 200 yards from a lake, a pond, a stream, nothing can be used unless it's organic. I mean, organics work, but in certain insects and diseases, you need to use a man-made product. But the main thing I'm telling you is you have lost the right to garden the way you want. Something that,
yeah, I hear you.
You know, you have lost that right. It's not that they want to help you. They didn't get, you weren't allowed to vote on it. You weren't allowed to give in your opinion. I talked to the city council in Portland, and they had already made up their mind that they were going to pass that legislation. And everybody listening, I don't care where you live, check, because it's happening all over the country. And it's people who mean well, but they don't know what they're talking about. They're not using the research. And that's what you need to do. But you're losing your right to garden on your property. Just be aware of it. Thank you, Bob.
Thanks for the tip.
Okay, bye-bye. If we can help you, 855-660-4261. And coming up at 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, Carrie Gilman to tell you about what's happening with Roundup and how it's going to affect you and your family.
Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof Anti-Desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
If deer, rabbits, skunks, and squirrels are driving you crazy, it's time to treat your property with Evergard repellents. This is a commercial product available to you, the homeowner, for the first time. Evergard is safe to use around kids and pets. It will last for up to 8 weeks, so treat the perimeter of your vegetable garden because it's eco-friendly. Go to evergardrepellents.com or call 877-337-3337. Evergard.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm feeling
everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody so over 40 in the North line, American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2 month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextracts.com. Heart and Body Extracts, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
That's what I mean. Yeah, I've got him on the line, and I told him I'd ask you and her permission first.
Become
yeah, okay,
part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share
probably,
each other's medical
I'd
expenses.
You want,
individual share
how
amounts
long
begin
she
at $107
be
a month and $347 for families.
Holy
choose
Jesus.
From three
okay,
health
so you guys want to get into it a little bit.
Holistic treatments may be eligible for
okay,
sharing.
Okay, I'll tell you what. I've got
discount
his phone number here. I'll tell him that, you know, let him get into it. And when you're ready,
go to libertyoncall.org.
I want to say after like a couple of seconds, do you want him more close?
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours.
Yeah.
When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality
on
sleep
that
we
page
get.
And on that
I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty.
Right.
You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're going to go right to the phone lines. George, who's up next?
That would be Steve. He's got a question about his lilacs.
Okay. Steve, good morning. How can we help you with your lilacs today? Hi, Steve. Well, I think we've lost him. Steve, you there? No.
Okay, let's try Stanley. He's got a question about daisies.
Stanley, good morning. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Paul. Listen, very quickly, last week you were talking about moonflower daisies and cutting them back around July 4th halfway.
Right.
My wife says she's heard other gardeners say if you do that, you'll absolutely have no blooms in the fall. So I'm looking to get that clarified.
Okay. If you don't prune back your Montauk daisies around the 4th of July, and we have a good growing season, and you're feeding them and taking care of them, they can get to be 3 to 3.5 feet tall. And when they get to be that tall, they tend to flop over. And instead of having a nice compact mound, then you have the center is open. They're laying down on top of the mulch bed or on top of your other perennials.
As mine are now.
Yeah. So what I do is around the 4th of July, if they're usually by then they're about 18 to 24 inches tall. And I'll take 6, 8, 10 inches off and make it a nice mushroom shape. And then I will feed them. And I will take all of the cuttings and I'll root all of those cuttings and give them away to friends and neighbors, and then they'll have them blooming in their garden the following year. I mean, if they are 2 feet tall, I don't cut them back to a foot. I'll take off probably a third of it, and it slows that growth. And every branch that you cut will make 3 to 4 brand new branches, and you get a mushroom cap appearance rather than something that grows straight up in the air and then lays down because the branches are top heavy.
So there's no worry about cutting them and not having blossoms?
No. I do it to mine every year. So I say, when I see that they're up a couple of feet, I'll take 6, 8, maybe 10 inches, depending on how tall they are, and I'll feed them. And the plant explodes and becomes probably twice the size, but it's more compact. And that way, at this time of the year, they're not laying down, and you can't enjoy the flowers because the plant is flat, not upright growing.
Beautiful. Thank you very much. I appreciate that, Paul.
Thank you, Steve. You have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy this unseason-like weather. You can't beat that at all. George, who's up next?
We're out of calls right now.
We have some open lines, but wait, before you call, coming up next hour, for the next 2 hours, we are going to have Kerry Gillum. And Kerry Gillum is an investigative reporter. She worked for Reuters International News Service for about 25, 30 years. She is now working as the research director for a nonprofit group called U.S. Right to Know. And she's just released a book called Whitewash. And it's the story of a weed killer, Roundup, what it's doing to encourage cancer among all of us, and how Monsanto has corrupted all the information and the politicians and everything else. And it's going to be something that you should hear. And to give you an idea, these people are finally getting to fight Monsanto. In the state of California, in the early summer, the legislature has forced Monsanto to label every bottle of Roundup with a little sticker. And in the spring, it's going to be a permanent part of the label that states the use of this product is known to cause cancer. Okay? So for the next 2 hours, we're going to be talking with Kerry. We'd like to encourage you to call if you have a question for her. But regular gardening questions, we're going to hold off for the last hour and in the weeks to come. But you need to know about her information.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with 2 teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a 4-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.